a government that will meet the challenge. Of peace there shall be no end. The United Nations is promoting the concept of global citizenship. Goals include encouraging international cooperation, respecting human rights, and protecting our planet. The reason? As expressed by Maher Nasser in the UN Chronicle, climate change, organized crime, rising inequalities, unresolved conflicts, mass displacement of people, global terrorism, infectious diseases, and similar threats do not recognize borders. Others have gone even further, advocating a world government. They include the Italian philosopher, poet, and statesman Dante, 1265 to 1321, and the physicist Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955. Dante believed that peace could not last in a politically divided world. A kingdom divided against itself comes to ruin, he said, quoting Jesus Christ, Luke 11:17. Shortly after World War II, which saw the use of two atomic bombs, Albert Einstein wrote an open letter to the General Assembly of the United Nations. The United Nations, he said, must act with utmost speed to create the necessary conditions for international security by laying the foundations for a real world government. But could the politicians who would make up such a powerful government be immune to corruption, incompetence, and oppression? Or would they be just as prone to those dark traits as others have been? These questions call to mind the words of British historian Lord Acton, who said, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." Even so, if the human family is to enjoy true peace and harmony, we have to be united. But how can that goal be achieved? Is it even realistic? The Bible's answer is yes. It can and will be achieved. How? Not by a world government made up of corruptible politicians. Rather, it will be by a government of God's making. What is more, that government will express His right to rule over His creation. What is that government? The Bible even gives it a name, the Kingdom of God, or God's Kingdom. Luke 4:43. Let your kingdom come. Jesus Christ had God's kingdom in mind when he said in his model prayer, "Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place on earth." Matthew 6:9-10. Yes, God's kingdom will ensure that God's will is done on earth, not the will of power-hungry or selfish humans. God's kingdom is also called the kingdom of the heavens. Matthew 5:3. The reason? While it will rule over the earth, it will not rule from the earth, but will rule from heaven. Think what that means. This world government will not require material or financial support. What a relief that will be for its human subjects. As the term kingdom suggests, God's kingdom is a royal government. It has a king, Jesus Christ, who received his authority from God. Concerning Jesus, the Bible says, "The government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." Isaiah 9:6-7, King James Version. To him there were given rulership, honor, and a kingdom, that the peoples, nations, and language groups should all serve him. His rulership will not pass away. Daniel 7:14. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord, God, and of His Christ. Revelation 11:15. In fulfillment of Jesus' model prayer, God's kingdom will fully accomplish God's will on earth. Under it, all mankind will learn how to care for the planet so that it will be healthy again and teem with life. Above all, God's kingdom will educate its subjects. All will be taught the same standards. There will be no discord or division. They will not cause any harm or any ruin, because the earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea, says Isaiah 11:9. Earth's inhabitants will truly be what the United Nations would like people to be: peace-loving global citizens. They will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace, says Psalm 37:11. In time, words like crime, pollution, poverty, and war will disappear from our vocabulary. But when will this happen? Yes, when will God's kingdom take charge? How will it do so? And how can you benefit from its rule? Let us now see. Key point: God's kingdom is a world government created by God. Its subjects will not be separated by political borders, but will be fully united and at peace. The following is supplementary information. They promoted the idea of a world government. Dante believed that peace could not last in a politically divided world. Einstein called upon the United Nations to create the necessary conditions for international security by laying the foundations for a real world government. End of article.